Lizzie and Weber.
On Nova.
Got a dodgy teacher story for you.
Dodgy teacher.
And you know what? I wouldn't mind throwing this in there as well. Dodgy haircut as well.
I mean, what topic do you want, mate?
Well, it's to do with a dodgy haircut from a student who rocked up to the school.
Got it.
Do you remember the fade? Did you ever guys ever get any fade lines on the side of your head?
No, definitely not.
I did. I did when I was younger. I got the fade lines.
I get the occasional brain fade.
Yeah.
I don't, besides that. So what do you mean? Do you mean lines in your hair?
Yeah, lines. I had about four or five lines on the side of my head on either side.
You're not talking about a layered haircut.
No.
No?
No, but this is when they get the clippers out. Do they use clippers for you on the side of your head when you get a short hair?
Yeah, they do.
And short then they back and sides?
Smooth it out.
Yeah.
But you had racing stripes, did you?
Yeah, racing stripes.
Jeez, you would have looked quick.
I'm pretty sure they were called fade lines.
Faders, here he is. Fry's has got new faders.
Anyway, this is a Texas high school, and one of the students, he's in year six, he's rocked up. What is his name? Marlon is his name, and he's rocked up with a fade line with a huge M on the side of his head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to show you a photo, but the teacher, he disliked the haircut so much that he got out a permanent marker and he went over the M so you couldn't see it anymore.
Oh, he's coloured it in.
He's coloured the M in and said, that is disgusting. It's not school policy.
Yeah, right.
I am going to colour your head in and I'll do it every day until your parents change it.
My God.
I mean, has a haircut ever got you into trouble before?
Mate, on the topic of the hair, there was a bloke at school. He was a teacher. Ken Fisher, his name was. Kenny. Lovely bloke, Ken. I used to work with him in the special ed department because I couldn't get through year 7 English.
To Donald?
Donald Fisher from Summer Bay.
No.
No relation. But he used to call me the Whiffers. Hey, Whiff. How's it going, the Whiffers?
Should we go get a drink, Whiffers?
there was my mate Roachy, who you've met, Edward Roachy, called the Ward, and it was just the two of us in special English because we couldn't spell the cat's head on the mat. So it was the Whiffers and the Ward. Hey guys, welcome to class. One day, I've turned up. Oh, Whiffers!
Oh my gosh!
One day I turned up. And I'm probably in year 8, and I hadn't had a shave. That's how hairy I was as a man-child. And Kenny Fisher said, I can't let you out of this room like that. So I had
to... Go get the snippers,
Whiffers. I had to wait... The Whiffers, snip in, please, boys. I had to wait in the room, locked the classroom door, till a razor was bought. I was then escorted to the bathrooms and made to have a shave
in
the dunnies.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that unbelievable? Oh. The Whiffers wasn't happy that day. Whiffers. In the wild.
The worst haircut I have ever seen, I saw on the way into the Waratahs
university?
The other day. No, I had some terrible ones at school. I had a flat top, you know, they put the cone there, just looked like a US Marine.
Oh,
but,
got it, buddy.
But, walking into the SCG, honestly, this was the worst haircut I'd ever seen. It was this young guy, so he's obviously a footy boy, very cool, however, had shaved the sides of his head, and then shaved the top of his head, but left a ring of hair like a crown around his forehead.
What's he going for there? Religious reasons?
I mean, again, if he wanted it to look like a crown, it did, but otherwise he just looked like the biggest knob you've ever seen.
Humorous. I mean, first time you see it, you have a bit of a chuckle.
You do. You want to get out your phone.
Well, Rodney Eade was my old coach.
Oh, here we go.
Sydney Swans. There was some leaked audio.
You tell great stories about Rodney. Oh, but your mate.
I remember Johnny Stevens rocked up to the training one day, rocked up into the change rooms, and he had peroxided his hair.
Okay.
And Rodney Eade looked at him, walked in straight away, and said to him, go home, dye your hair, change your colour and come back.
Yep, fix it now.
Because you're not playing in my team with hair like that.
Good call. He wouldn't have sworn either, I don't reckon, Rocket.
No.
He wouldn't have sworn.
No.
He doesn't swear,
would he have said that to Akers if Akers rolled in?
Well, I think he had a crack at Akers as well at the Western Bulldogs.
You know, it's like when you see a kid with a mullet, though. Is there an Instagram page, kids with mullets?
Oh,
like,
without a doubt.
Aren't they just awesome? Let's look that up, and if not, start one immediately. If your kid has a mullet, send in a photo right now. Yeah. Oh, yours does.
That is Beyonce there with Halo.
Doesn't it feel like the sunrise this morning's like a bit of a halo over Sydney?
Oh, my gosh.
Quote Tom Ivey two minutes ago.
Well, it is stunning. If you haven't gone outside yet...
Yeah, but you know really what annoys me? Like, we're halfway through the song. I'm trying to work out whether I can get onto the balcony to get a shot for Instagram. I've now lost the pink out of it because it's gone yellow, Tom. And it's, I'm like, what do you want me to do, radio or Instagram,
this
mate?
Radio show really gets in the way of your
Tommy,
personal life, doesn't
you
it?
You do only get about 5 minutes a morning, and unfortunately, mate, we have just spent the last five minutes trying to organise these Pauline Hanson grabs.
You know what I mean?
And we've missed out on the sunrise.
No, I must apologise.
Is Sean or Cass there, or Rosie? What about the online team? Yeah. I don't want anybody to miss this view this morning, mate. It's a cracker.
We'll get it up on our Instagram right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Tom.
Talking of Pauline Hanson, if Steve Dixon, if you're up early this morning as well, beautiful sunrise.
Mate, Steve's not up early.
He doesn't have a job today.
Steve's having a quiet one. He's having a sleep in a moment just to sit there, lie in bed and think about what you've done. Steve was caught at the Gentlemen's Club in Washington. He's the Queensland leader of One Nation. Steve's got a bit of time on his hands.
Pauline Hanson went on a current affair last night with Tracy Grimshaw. She just wants to do it for the people. Steve Steve Dixon, we did see on a current affair the night before, was just trying to do it for a set of kahunas.
Which was a quote, mind you.
And that was his quote.
What was his other statement in his resignation yesterday that you read out? There was a bit of a spelling mistake, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll be taking myself out of public interest, but it was pubic. He left the L out of public.
I would suggest it will always be an interest for Steve.
Yeah. Who's out on the balcony taking that photo?
So Rosie's popping it right now.
Rosie, we take the first photo. Yes. Get her in now, Tom.
She can't hear. She's on the balcony.
We're having problems with phones this morning.
Rosie!
Anyway, it's coming to your Instagram feed within seconds.
Yeah, I'd run a
Or you could just walk outside.
Now Sean Bell's out there taking a photo.
Okay, so now we've missed it. Still missed the sunrise. I mean, make sure you hit it with a Sierra, I reckon. Rosie, what's it like out
Rosie,
there?
What's it? What is it? How do you feel? Do you feel amazing?
I feel, really at peace for the morning.
Looks good out there, doesn't it?
It looks really pretty.
Get out of here, Rosie.
If you can put that online, Rosie, that'd
get
be
that up now. It's competitive on that space, mate. We need it.
Pauline's upset, and obviously Pauline is upset. We've got a federal election around the corner, and Steve's been busted in an establishment where girls like to dance up on stage and lose their clothes.
Kahunas, I haven't heard that for years.
So, anyway, Pauline went on with Tracy Grimshaw last night. Look, I don't feel sorry for Pauline in a way. She's picking these people.
Yeah, she is.
And she's, and obviously she's trying to do a job. I think in the back of her mind, I don't support Pauline. I've never supported Pauline. But you know what? I think she does go around to the people and try to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, she does. She represents
it. You know, but she got very upset with Tracy last night.
And I couple this all the time and I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it.
Have you said this to Steve Dixon? Have you said this to him? Did you say this to him last night? You'd have been entitled to.
No, I didn't.
See, he would be the first person that you'd want to say that to. Get angry with him.
Yeah, no,
you know what? You put your trust in that person, and then unfortunately...
Put in a phone call to Steve and you just hear this in the background. He's busy.
Oh.
The thing is, too, you can kind of... And I hate to say it, Pauline, but you can judge somebody by the company they keep. And you've just collected some stinkers over the years, haven't you,
well,
to represent your brand. They get worse and worse, Pauline.
Do you know what gets worse and worse? The sunrise.
The sunrise.
Because now it's gone, Tom.
Like that. It's gone.
So she also, and you know, he's not the first Steve Dixon that's let her down.
No.
She's picking these people. And she got even more upset.
Do you feel you were let down by them both over there? Now is the time to say it. You've stood by them. Now is the time to say it if you want to clean the slate.
I've been let down dreadfully.
God.
Not by him. I can give you a whole list of them. A whole list of actually keeps having to go on. So just don't put the blame on them. I've had Fraser Anning, I've had Brian Burston. I've had a whole list of them. David Alford, you name them. Where are they now? Where are they?
Just, you know what? You think Steve Dixon's been done. He's gone. He's out of the way. Everything's done. And then you pick up the paper today, page 9.
Oh, no. Who's that?
There's another One Nation candidate.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no. Who's this bloke?
It's Ross McDonald. He's the One Nation candidate for Leichhardt.
What's Ross doing with his hand?
Well, Ross...
Is she not wearing a bra and needed support, or Ross has just helped himself?
Ross specialises in kahunas as well.
Roscoe and Steve's crazy Gold Coast tour.
Wouldn't you do a little bit of research first before you actually give these guys a job?
What a mess that
is. Go through their Facebook page. This is up on Ross's Facebook
page. It's not like there's an election coming up. Don't worry about it.
One competition that you can rely on is punching above your weight. And this is, look, if you think that you are punching in your relationship and doing really, really well, you've got a chance of winning $10,000. You need to register at novafm.com.au. We've been getting some great entries so far.
Yeah.
I need to talk about this story, though, because, I mean, snooker isn't a big... I mean, it's not a huge sport. Not too many people are watching it on the telly.
There was a guy, there was a bloke called Eddie Charlton, was it?
Yeah, Eddie Charlton was an Australian legend, yes.
He was a superstar on the table, mate. Whatever the colour, he could pot it.
Yeah, my old man used to watch Eddie Charlton as well.
He really? I don't mind watching it. Every now and then, like, a video will go around on Facebook, and it'll be like a highlights or the trickster, and he'll be doing all sorts of stuff.
It is amazing to watch, though, their concentration. I love how we're having a game while we're talking about this as well. Is it my shot?
Yeah, your shot.
That was... You just hit smalls. I'm bigs.
Okay, we snooker or billiards? No. I don't know.
Anyway, Jimmy the Whirlwind White... Okay, appropriately named as well, because he's had a bit of a party life, Jimmy White. He's 56 years of age. Now, his highest ranking, he got to number two. He's made over $8 million just by playing snooker.
Started at the pub. That's what I love about these stories.
Isn't this amazing? Mm. I mean, he's not the best looking bloke as well, but Jimmy White, you need to enter in our punching above our weight competition, because he's met a girl 22 years younger than him, didn't know who he was, and now he's going out with this girl called Jade. Have a look at the difference between... Jimmy the Whirlwind. You can tell he's had a good party life.
Yeah, you can.
And young Jade.
Jimmy's got that kind of constant smug smile on his face.
Yep.
Because he doesn't really know what he's doing. It looks like his brain's been affected by the lifestyle. Well, he doesn't really know what he's doing.
He became addicted to drugs. He's written a book. He's written a book and said that he actually got to the final of the World Snooker Championships high on drugs.
You're kidding me.
Because I always feel like when you've had a few beers down the pub, you always play better pool when you've had a few beers.
Confidence is high.
Yeah.
Well, Long John Daly, the golfer, he talks about the fact that he's won tournaments because he had a drinking problem. He's won tournaments before and woken up the next day not knowing that he's won. He's woken up and he's read the front page of the paper and gone, you're kidding me. I've taken it out again.
He's also teed off, I think, he's done the old trick of, hey, put that tee in your mouth and I'll tee off.
Has he?
With you laying on the ground with the golf ball on the tee. He's done that plenty of times.
Have you seen the one too? He's in a band and he sings that song, All My Exes Wear Gold Rolexes.
Long John Daly. Go, you good thing. But see, snooker it's the same as darts. I mean, these guys are superstars over in the UK.
Yep.
You don't even have to train hard. This is the best thing about it.
And you get the ladies. Well done, buddy. Can he win the money, Tommy? Can he enter? Are we taking international entries?
Yeah, we'll take some international, of course.
Great that Lisa was on the show. It was a bit of a surprise yesterday. My wife, I'm assuming if we get these phones fixed, BJ will be on today, Tom.
The phones are still stuffed.
I mean, BJ's a lot hotter than you.
If you are in a relationship, though, right, and you think you are punching above your weight, you could earn yourself $10,000. Now, this is from the movie Bad Neighbours with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. I mean, if Seth Rogen can pick up Charlize Theron in this movie...
Yeah, then you want a long shot.
Okay, this is your... What did I say?
Bad Neighbours.
Sorry, from the creators of Bad Neighbours. It's called Long Shot.
That's all right.
This is your opportunity.
You didn't do it yesterday.
You did do it yesterday.
Yeah, I did do it. Yesterday. I did do it.
I know you did.
But you can win yourself 10 grand. Register at NovaFM.com.
Sun's out, feeling of love hangs high in the air. I've said that forever, I'm famous for it.
Well, we had a beautiful sunrise this morning, and unfortunately, we were working.
That's okay. Instagram is flooded. Sydney really puts on a good show with the sunrise, doesn't it?
I have a few mates of mine that I grew up with that take a photo of a sunrise on the way into work and then complain about work.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're doing it really tough when they'll put up a sunrise and they'll go, how beautiful is this?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I have to go in and deal with Dean in 10 minutes, my boss, who's just treating me really badly at the moment.
But here's the sunrise.
You're not enjoying life at the moment, are you?
I'd prefer a photo of Dean, to be honest. Cracking it that you're 5 minutes late. Now, that's more entertainment. Have a think about it. How good's this love story? A couple in their 70s. They were flying from Melbourne to Fiji. Bula! Fiji is a cracking spot for a holiday.
I still haven't done Fiji yet.
Mate, we went to a place...
What's the flight time?
You're 4 to 5 hours.
See,
it's a quick one, mate. Get a tailwind, you'll do it in 3.5. Bang, you're there, landing in Nadi.
Perth trip, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you shoot off to the islands or stay on the mainland. You won't get friendlier people than the Fijian.
Mm. Oh, Yeah, I reckon you might.
No, you don't.
There's other people.
No, there's not one other person friendlier than a Fijian. Fantastic. Yeah, they give a good massage too. Strong hands.
Good at
footy. We went over
there.
Great at footy. I mean, that's the third religion in that country. They just love it.
It's not a religion.
It is over there, mate. Please don't question me on religion and footy. I won't have it.
This is why religion leads to war, you know what I mean? People
but footy, but footy doesn't, mate.
No, footy doesn't. No, I hear you, mate.
A couple of rumbles, maybe, but I'll tell you what, you clean it up, dust off and go home. Everyone's safe. What am I talking about?
Don't know.
Phones are down, so's my brain. Bloke called Dave was on the flight from Melbourne to Fiji, and there was another woman by the name of Kath. Dave, 70, Kath, 69, and unfortunately, the flight was cancelled. They were the similar age, so they started talking. That's a shame. I wanted to get there early and buy a shell necklace. The conversation would have been. The delay was so bad, they had to organise accommodation nearby at the airport before coming back next day when the plane was fixed and they were ready to fly.
Sounds like destiny to me.
Well said, mate. They then started chatting. They went back to the hotel. They went their own ways and said, well, I'll probably see you sometime tomorrow on the flight. Dave was using his manners and being a gentleman, not pushing things too much.
Was he making his own shell necklace at the time?
No, he was going to wait to buy one, mate. So, anyway.
He went to the petrol station shell and bought a necklace from there.
Really different. That one had a shark tooth on it. Similar theme, but a different one. It was a Rip Curl one. Anyway, the next day they go to get on the flight. They're sitting next to each other.
Get out of town.
They arrive in Nadi. They realise they're going different ways, off to different islands for a different adventure.
They arrived in the RV?
No, in Nadi.
Oh, right, okay, sorry.
Not in the RV. I don't know what time the flight landed, mate.
Sorry,
completely mate. Irrelevant, and you're ruining the story.
I haven't been to Fiji, I don't know any of the local towns. But I'd love to check out RV.
Nadi.
Oh, Nadi.
Nadi.
Okay.
So they decide to go their own way. As Kath's walking off, she looks back and Dave's still staring. Dave said...
I've left my bloody...
Dave says, I know that stare meant something. Yeah. When we get back to Melbourne, let's get in touch.
Well, what about Fiji? You're in Fiji.
Yeah, they're going their different ways. That's what I'm saying. Right. One's going to one island, one's going to another one. They get back to Melbourne, get in touch. It's been a year and they're married.
Wow.
That is...
But see, why wouldn't have you... You're both single. Mm. You're on a trip to Fiji.
Because they'd already planned. They'd already done all of that.
Why wait and get back to gloomy old Melbourne?
I don't know. I don't know what's more exciting about that story or the fact that Leno just told me that he came across Casey Donovan on Bumble. I don't know what's
did
more
really?
Interesting this morning.
Yeah, I did.
What did you do? Did you want to catch up with Casey?
No.
I mean, she was on Denton last night.
What happened was I knew that you guys would want to actually see the profile, so I didn't swipe either way to leave it there. And then when I closed my phone and closed the app, it was just
gone. Gone.
Yeah.
Got to take the chances, mate. Casey would have found someone else.
Did get a screen grab, though.
Just okay. We'll check that out.
Get back onto Bumble, big guy.
Hey, just after the news, which Avengers star has had a shocking incident on a plane? We'll tell you who that is, but it's time to shut the 6 o'clock club. The Keyring Blitz apologies. We didn't don't clap because we didn't have it today.
Phones are down, guys, if you've just tuned in.
Phones are down, but Tom has promised us a Keyring Blitz tomorrow, Thursday, 6:30, lock it in.
You bet.
Tommy, what's the update on the phones? I mean, it's been a licensing issue. We haven't paid our subscription.
Well, no, it appears that it's not a billing issue, it's a licensing issue, so I don't really know what that means.
Let me tell you this, Tom.
Yeah.
If the phones are down at 6:30 tomorrow morning, you'll be handing out icy cold cans of Coke. Out of Casanova Vans, mate.
Okay. See you, mate.
I'm telling you, you're right
on,
now.
You're
right.
On the Coke shift.
I'll make sure they're down for another 24 hours.
We just had the Autumn Racing Carnival, and Winx, how good was Winx? Unbelievable. Now it's hung up the hoofs, and it's having a bit of a rest, and he will go out. Well, she will go out, and she
and
will
have a baby.
Yeah, she'll have a baby, a foal. And that's
imagine
really, really
the price
exciting.
On that.
The Jockey Championships is a really competitive race, okay? So this is. The jockeys obviously compete for it. It's a premiership race, and you've got to win as many races as you can to win the jockey premiership at the end of the year. We had Kieran McAvoy on our ride on pole.
Yep, Huey Bowman.
Huey Bowman. Love those guys. But this is over in the UK. There is an Irish jockey, and he's doing really, really well at the moment. He was asked by a reporter, do you think you're going to take out the jockey premiership?
Yep.
He didn't want to give an answer. Have a listen to this.
Will you be Britain's next champion jockey?
I've heard a lot about it, I'll try my best, but there's a lot of people in that weight room that will be trying also, and are very good riders.
Do you think you will be?
I don't know. You'd have to ask God.
God, do you think Ashim will be the next champion jockey? We'll come back with an answer as soon as he comes back to me.
Still haven't heard back from God yet.
Can I ask a stupid question? Can you sell, like, Winx's eggs? So if I...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, can I get an egg from a horse and a seed from a male and put it in another horse? Like, if Winx is just doing one baby at a time, but there's more eggs in there...
No.
Call Dr. Chris Brown immediately, Tommy.
I don't think it's IVF for horses.
Do people do that?
No.
Can you have a surrogate horse?
No, you do it the natural way, mate, because they don't have a long life. This is the thing. So you try to do it naturally for as long as you can. Obviously, you want a stallion. Because, you know, a stallion, Redoute's Choice, which just passed away.
Yeah.
You know, they were charging $200,000. For Redoute's Choice, the horse, to throw the leg over.
$200,000. And I've seen it happen, mate. So what they do is they'll get like a leader horse.
What are you watching?
I've seen it. A mate of mine.
Where is this going?
It was Don Burke's horse too, wasn't it, Tom? And this was on another show.
Doesn't matter, mate.
And the horses, you know,
like
the
every
female
animal
horses,
they do breed.
Full of estrogen, they bring out the stud, his ears prick up.
What have you got for us, mate?
And then we move on to another topic. Let's talk about Paul Rudd and the Avengers Endgame. He was on Jimmy Fallon, very funny story. He was talking about when he was on a flight to Hong Kong. And he had a couple of bowls of soup, and then he decided to go to the loo. He started to feel a bit dizzy on his way to the toilet. And anyway, he goes in there. He's passed out in the toilet. He's completely blacked out.
What, he's fainted?
He's fainted. The next thing you know, there was banging on the door. He snapped out of his faint, and his right arm was completely submerged in the toilet.
Oh.
So he'd managed to get his pants down before he went to the toilet. So he's woken up. He's got one arm, like, down past the elbow, right through that big suction vent of a toilet on an aeroplane, and the other one holding his tackle.
Well, if he pressed the flush button, that would have sucked him out of the plane.
It would have been gone. Turns out he was having an allergic reaction to MSG that was in the soup.
Gosh.
What a great story.
How does Ant-Man get himself out of that one?
Put that in the movie.
Whippers. Hide and Sing.
Such a clever idea for a segment. We get a celebrity in there. Oh, don't laugh at that degree. Because it is, mate. It's awesome.
Pop, you're right. And you know what? I love how he's got his own... He's got Whippers Hide and Sing.
So...
Doesn't have to be Whippers.
What we can see here, right? We have, like, we've made a booth. And there's a curtain in front of the booth, like a little window. And then there's a microphone through there. So the celebrity that stands there now, we can't see them. We can't hear anything. We don't know who it is. God, some fluff came off the microphone.
It is on. It's on Facebook Live.
Is that a clue?
If you want to see the live stream of what this booth looks like.
So Tommy, you know who it is.
Correct.
So this celebrity is going to sing.
Is it a musician? We can't ask questions.
You can't ask me questions like that, please.
Oh, we'll know pretty quickly when they open their mouth whether they can sing.
The singing will speak everything for this. Okay, so I've got three clues for you this morning.
Okay.
Celebrity, take it away with song number one.
We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
When are we allowed to have our... Let's have a bit of fun.
Let's suggest they're not a music artist.
Can I ask, are they above or below 4 foot tall?
Hard to say.
Yeah, it's on the line.
Price tag. That's Jesse J. Tom. Yep. Is that a clue?
That is absolutely a clue.
Can we
celebrity take it away with song number two, please?
Wake me up before you go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
Who is this guy?
That is very entertaining to me.
Isn't it? That's really entertaining.
Have they had a successful career in sort of game show television?
Well, it's hard to say.
Would be, wouldn't it?
It's an interesting guess. So, yeah, that was Wham, Waking Up Before You Go-Go. Do you need...
We want the third song.
Take it away, Celebrity, with song number three.
Can I suggest they know who it is? They're just taking the piss.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Is How it male or female?
How dare you, Celebrity? Is it Sophie Monk again?
A lot of people...
Just do the final song, right, mate.
Sing, idiot.
I just can't get you out of my
A lot
head.
Of people are suggesting, just to be clear...
Yep.
Can I just throw a guess out there based on fact? Is it Grant Denyer?
It's not. But we've had a lot of guesses on Facebook Live for Grant Denyer or Marty Sheargold.
Awesome.
Okay, Marty Sheargold.
Very similar.
God, well, I'm out of guesses. I've got no idea. Oh,
it's the magnificent Larry. Yeah! Yeah!
Poor
Larry.
Come out of your booth.
Stay in the booth.
No,
you are in the booth. This is like a little game show, isn't it?
This is weird. Now, what happens next? We've got 20 people lined up. You're going to kiss them. They're blindfolded.
This is the same budget as Celebrity Dog School, aren't it? I can't believe it took you that long to get, boys. No one said Steve Dixon. Come in here, lads. Come in on the proper
Get out of your little booth, mate.
What was the third song? What was the one that you didn't get to?
I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head. Okay. Boy, Your Loving Is All That I Think About.
How does
about.
That tie into you?
There's a Kylie link, apparently. I don't know. I was hoping you'd get it the first one and then we'd be done.
No, we're never doing that. How are you, lads? Is everything good?
Well, it was good till now, boys.
Yeah.
Did that go to air or we'll cut that out?
No, we're live.
Did you just go away, lads, with the lovely wife? Did you go away somewhere?
Yeah, where have you been?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And you put up a beautiful, actually, I follow you on Instagram, a beautiful shot of Jai in the pool, your son.
It was his birthday.
And he's got a tattoo of you on his arm.
Well, is it me? Is it me? Because it looks like a Polynesian princess. I don't look like a Polynesian princess.
Does he consult you with his tattoos before he gets them? Does he ever chat to dad and say, I'm thinking about getting this one?
No.
Because you guys have got a matching one, though, haven't
you? We've got a matching one.
That's right.
Yeah, if not now, when?
Right, yeah. Okay.
And that's been his theory for going and get other tattoos now.
Has it?
Well, if not now, when? I'll just...
What does he do with himself? Because he's a very handsome guy.
He's in real estate.
Oh, mate.
Right. Yeah.
He doesn't model, doesn't dabble.
He dabbled.
He's doing the right job.
It was time to
get a real job.
Follow dad and get a real job. We work 2 hours a day.
Laz, you know when you get people on the morning show and you get people on the panel and you talk about the latest topics.
Yeah.
Did you hit the jackpot when Matt DeGroote first said, yes, I want to do this and go on the panel? Because he can be very controversial on your show.
And we couldn't believe, like, one of the only people who said, I'll do anything for free.
Isn't it embarrassing?
Like, whatever you want, you just call me. I'll come there for free.
I have occasionally paid to do this.
Last 12 years of the morning show this
12
year.
12 years coming up.
That's a long time.
How many years in the industry, Laz?
37.
Wow!
37.
That is amazing.
But that's the first time I've sung. So, still finding new things to do, boys. It's exciting.
When you broke, like, Price is Right back then, what were you doing before that? Working in a pub or something?
Working,
is that right?
No, working in a pub.
No, you were a journo, weren't you?
I was a game show before. I did a show called The Main Event.
Yeah. Right.
Something called Cash Banana. Although I can go, the list goes on.
What was your first ever job, Laz? What did your
first ever job in the media was a copy boy at the Sun newspaper.
Wow.
Is that right?
Emptying ashtrays and getting coffees for journos. Grumpy old journos. Yeah.
You are one of the nicest blokes in the industry, though. I think we can all agree on that. We get stuck into Laz. 37 years. I mean, that's why you've lasted so long, Laz. Because you get along with everyone.
I do crap that you guys asked me to do. It's like, I always say yes to stupid radio stunts for 37 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jeez, you're good at slagging people off air, though. That's amazing the way that you
Laz,
do that.
Is there anything that you want to do on TV that you haven't done yet?
No, I've found my happy place in the morning show. I was just on camera too, right? So I can't do it. I can't do the hand signals.
Pump it right up.
No, do you know what? Morning show's great. It's like you guys. It's like this. It's the closest thing we get to a radio show on TV. Yeah. Sit there, have fun. You know, you come in, get a coffee, have a chat to some interesting people.
I might
sing.
Yeah, sing. I might bring the kids in again, Laz. That's always a great idea. Yeah, thank you.
We've only got a couple of people on the band list. Your kids and Michael Bolton.
And that's it.
Catch
Larry and Kylie on the morning show every day, 9 a.m. on Channel 7. Always
wake
a pleasure.
Me up before you go.
Have you ever used a pet to pick up? God, I found a study overnight. It says that your chances of meeting the right person is increased by 60% if you have a pet, especially a dog.
I see this regularly.
Dog is your icebreaker.
I see good-looking guys at local parks with puppies, and I think to myself, you've got no feelings for that puppy at all.
No,
you're
don't
obviously
care.
Down here looking for love,
mm-hmm.
and that poor puppy has to go home and just nibble on some schmacko that you've had for the last couple of weeks.
If you were clever, you'd train your dog to go and find attractive women.
And how would you do that?
I don't know. Speak to the police about this first. I mean, there's a couple of sniffer dogs doing different things. Mm. But if you could train your dog, so you're running along the entire time. Fido! Yeah. Fido. Oh, he's over there now. Hi, sorry about that. I don't know why he came over to you.
Does it have to be an actual dog? Or could you use someone like Dog the Bounty Hunter? I mean,
no,
he would
that's
be a
different.
Great guy to have. He'd be a great wingman.
He'll get your wallet back.
So what is it? What is it about having a dog that is apparently attractive to girls?
It's more the fact that you create a new social group. So you go down to the park, you've got the icebreaker and the conversation starter. So it's very easy for somebody to say, oh, my God, so cute. What's his name? How old is he? That's awesome. When you're down, what you'll find at a lot of parks too, there'll be the doggy group. I know we had this where everyone would come down, you know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. It's not a swingers group, is it?
No, completely different. Okay. And you would just stand around and you'd have a bit of a chat because you were there and the dogs were
there.
Well,
there are certain dog parks that you can go to and it's out of control, Maddie. You've got to get a dog and see this. It's an amazing environment and they have cafes down there and you can buy yourself a donut for yourself and also
and
a doggy treat for your dog.
Mm.
And people do go down there looking for love. There's a lot of singles down there.
There was an app that I saw. What's it called? Woofer or something, which is now like Tinder, but you swipe people's pets.
Really?
And you pick who you want to meet based on their pet.
Oh. See, no, if you're...
Tell me that's not an absolute hoax.
Well, mate. People take it very seriously.
There was a monkey going through Instagram the other day. Did anyone see the video? That was amazing.
What do you mean?
Like, he was just flicking up. The monkey was. He had all of the people that he followed, other chimps and stuff that he really loved.
he went to another page.
He had the chimpanzee from Every Which Way But Loose and stuff like that. He followed Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
and he was
right.
Just swiping up, having a look at their Instagram accounts.
Leno, when you're online and the dating apps, if you see somebody with a pet in their profile pic, like, based on what the pet is, will you judge them on that? Like, if you see...
Yeah, if it's a cat, run.
Yeah, great-looking girl with a weird cat.
Cats are great, mate.
Are you going to go, no, cat woman?
She's
got, like, an aggressive-looking staffy.
People that have a snake, you go, mental.
But do women look at men in the way that they treat their pets? Is it the same as, you know, they say that women are attracted to guys who have a baby and the way that they care for that baby?
Good point. If your dog's got a nice shiny coat, is she going to judge you on that and say, well, he must look after himself as well?
Well, when you were...
I think I'll kiss him at the park.
But you're not grooming yourself as your dog.
If you've seen my back hair, mate.
What's your dog's name?
Cooper.
Cooper. Mm-hmm. So when Cooper was young and your boys were much younger, say they were in a pram and you had a young dog, you would be dynamite.
That's the jackpot. Do you know what? It's funny that you bring that up. I was at a cafe in Balmain and there was we took Cooper along. We sat outside. And there was a moment where Cooper jumped up onto my lap and I was talking to him and we're having a bit of a conversation. And this woman came up to me afterwards and she said, can I just say, the relationship that you have with your dog is amazing.
Yeah.
And she said, that was really, really nice to see. She said, I see a lot of people bring their dogs here and they just tie them up and they leave them in the corner. You were talking to your dog.
She obviously didn't
see
the moment.
And I've been with her ever since. But we need to talk about James Faulkner, the Australian cricketer, yesterday. Can I just say, and I know, Maddie DeGroote, you're laughing about this as well. If you don't know the story, he put up a photo.
Yeah, what happened?
Lovely photo. He was at dinner with his mum, Roslyn, and also one of his good mates, Rob Jubb, that he has lived with for the past 5 years.
Yep.
They're best mates. But what he's written with the photo on Instagram is birthday dinner with my boyfriend, Rob Jubb, and my mother, Roslyn. And then he did a hashtag, together for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, how is that? There was a lot of cricketers that came out and supported him and said, James, this is awesome. Mate, the courage for you to do this is amazing. Oh, we didn't know that this was happening. Glenn Maxwell, Sean Tate, Brett Lee came out and said, well done, mate, congratulations.
But was that tongue-in-cheek?
But can I just say, the reaction, and if you read all the comments, and I went through a majority of them, they were all positive.
Yeah.
So for a, and this is, I hope it's a good lesson for any sportsman that if you do want to come out, that there is a great community now that mm-hmm. people will support you in doing this. The thing is, though, he wasn't in a same-sex relationship. He was just best mates with that guy. He then went on about 10 minutes later after he saw some comments coming out, he actually went on and edited it and he right. said, in brackets, best mates. So then he then had to yeah. go, then Cricket okay. Australia gave him a phone call and said, James, do you know what's happening here? Because people do think that you are in a same-sex yeah. relationship. He said, well, I'm not. It was a bit of a joke.
Just a snowball.
I had yep. no idea it was going to blow up like this. And then he had to go on and apologise to everyone and say, I'm not.
At first sight, it's innocent. It's light-hearted. It's not offensive. And he wouldn't have predicted at any stage that it would have ended up with Cricket Australia stepping in and saying we need to clarify what's going on here. This would have just been like anything. If you and I took a photo MDG and I took a shot and said, you know, he's a great kisser, this guy, and I love him to pieces, and then all of a sudden people started going, oh, my God, are you guys together?
See, I think
it's a light-hearted...
I know it is. But where people have got angry is that, you know, for someone to go through this process and actually yep. do yep. And confess to the world that mm-hmm. this is who I am, it's a huge thing. Now, for him to take a joke out of that, people would get a lot of people would get upset. I think the most positive thing out of this whole process mm. is that we educate the next generation and they know now that jokes like this are just not on.
But it's, you know what? It's not even a... It's not even a joke in a sense that he's tried to convince people that he's coming out. Like, that's not the aim of what this post is. This post is just a lighthearted bit of fun.
It's a coming out post.
No, it's not. Because
yes,
he's not suggesting I'm coming out like that. He's just saying dinner with the boyfriend.
Together for 5 years.
Together for 5 years. I'm not saying I've been with that guy for 5 years. He's been my best mate for 5 years.
This is the first one knew that he was in a same-sex relationship or a supposed one. So this is him coming out. This is his first time.
This is him making reference to how close he is to this guy. He's not saying, guys, this is the moment that I've chosen to tell you that I'm in a same-sex relationship. That's different wording to him going, birthday dinner with the boyfriend.
Mate.
I mean, together for 5 years. We've lived together for 5 years, yep. So there's...
with the boyfriend, love heart, together for 5 years.
Yeah, I completely understand where it can be taken,
yes.
where it has been taken completely, yeah. and that's why there's the backlash in the conversation, because if there wasn't the... If there wasn't the stigma and the trouble that people have had in the past and the acceptance for same-sex people, then this wouldn't be an issue. If things weren't racist, then and racism didn't exist, you could make comments that would now sound racist because they are.
No.
Because there's been the struggle, that's why there's the sensitivity. But what he said
is not over. If it upsets one person, it's wrong. That's the thing. Unfortunately, it is, mate. That's the thing.
Is that 2019?
And that's what racism is as well. If you upset one person...
It's a bit different to that.
Well, that's you can't say, well, you know, I didn't intend to do that, so you can't say that I'm racist.
No, but if racism would suggest it offends a race, not one person. Well, and a lot of people stand back and go, well, I can't be responsible for everyone's emotions. You know, that's the dangerous place you're playing with social media.
Don't do it.
I agree. It's not worth risking the reaction for a post like that.
I mean, James Faulkner would be right at first to at least say, why did you all believe that so quickly? Yeah. Thought we'd been mates for years.
That would be the other thing.
You know, what's... Everyone's been so rapidly... Jimmy, we always knew.
We always knew
and we're so happy for you.
See, the other thing as well... The thing that got me over the line was beautiful mum, Rosalind's there, and it was if Rosalind was there at the dinner going, this is great, we're all one big happy family.
Because you're right, the picture paints a different story as well. It's like mum said, I'm cool with this. Now we having dumplings or what?
It's a good lesson for everyone.
It is a lesson. Lesson in 2019. Oh, let's go around the room. Jason Statham's best film. Would it be Fast and Furious?
Jason Statham was in, and I love this movie. Was he in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yes.
Guy Ritchie's first movie?
Yeah.
And Guy Ritchie's probably best movie.
He was in The Italian Job as well.
That's right.
Guy Ritchie's other movie, Snatch.
Yeah, he was in Snatch.
So he's been
that
in some
huge.
Great movies.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, it's hard for me to say this.
Go on.
Been a few times where I've walked down the street and someone's yelled out Statham.
and I turn around.
Mate, that is
just
the
greatest look of disappointment
stretch.
On their life, on their face.
He's about half your height, Jason Statham.
Yeah, he is small,
he's
but he's
tiny.
Ripped. And he's married to a supermodel.
Yeah, what's her name again? Somewhere here on the sheet. Rosie Huntington Wheatley.
Oh, yes.
Google her, Tom.
He's one of those actors that can only be cast in one role.
Yeah, you're right.
The tough man.
The tough guy. He's not doing a love story,
he's
is he?
He's not doing a rom-com.
No. Nope.
Can you see if Jason Statham's done a rom-com, Tom?
I think he has.
He's still doing images on
I think
on
he has.
Them.
Hang on. Yeah.
Has he really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch that.
Because he's got the British accent and he's... You know, he does all that. He's run into a bit of trouble here, though, guys. Should I continue with the story, or are we going through rom-coms,
No, not
Tom?
Really. I think it's what Tom's okay. got's more interesting.
All right, well, I'll grab a seat for the moment.
Good
Let's
on you,
go
mate.
Through the rom-coms.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bank job wasn't a rom-com, was it? No, the he's done. He did, and many people have overlooked him for Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet
what?
Was
animation,
one of the
is it?
Animation, 2011.
Awesome. There you go.
What
How
no,
versatile
what
is this
was
unit?
He in that, Tom?
Romeo. Don't ask questions he can't answer. Let's get back to the story.
Get back to the story and Tom will get
so
back.
So there's a fan page for Jason Statham, and this is on Facebook, and he's got on there. Well, he hasn't. This woman has gone on there, and she's just chatting away because all the fans get together and they go, oh, what's your favourite film? What do you love? Oh, how good does he look in this pic? Anyway, all of a sudden, Jason Statham has appeared in the Facebook chat. Although they thought it was Jason Statham.
Jason Statham's not looking at
no.
fan forums
oh
of himself.
Oh, God, I've got 5 minutes to kill. What do? I'll get on a quick forum for myself, about myself on Facebook and have a chat to the punters. That's what I'll do.
No.
Could make a tea. No, I won't bother. I want to chat to people. Anyway, he's then started a conversation. This woman said, I couldn't believe it. I was so flattered. I was starstruck. Jason Statham, the man, is talking to me. He's then direct messaged this woman on Facebook and said, hey, why don't we jump onto WhatsApp and keep chatting? He's then gone on to tell this woman, right, yeah. who was vulnerable at the time because her mother had just passed away,
sad,
that he was waiting... He was waiting for money to come through from his recent film, but that hadn't been deposited by the studio
oh,
yet.
Come on.
Is there a chance you'd have a couple of dollars to get me by?
Give me
now, what fool thinks that Jason Statham doesn't have any cash?
Yeah, first of all.
And that you've got more money than him.
He's married, he's got kids, he lives in a mansion. If you did your research, if you love Jason Statham so much, you'd see the magnificent
yep.
life that he leads.
Yeah.
It's not like he's begging for a few $100. Was it a few $100 he asked for? What did he get in the end?
She transferred a couple of $100,000.
Oh, no!
What are you doing?
There is actually a Jason Statham movie in this.
Isn't there?
Where he plays himself.
Or he comes back to get the guy that's impersonated him to get the money back for the girl. Isn't that unbelievable? How do you possibly think when you're sitting at home that you might be talking to the real Jason Statham and that he needs your money?
See, that's what disappoints me the most about that is that lady she'll probably have children or there's family around her. She's earned that money. She's worked very, very hard as a family. How do you sit down and go, how did you PIWS all that up the wall with some fake Jason Statham?
You wouldn't watch another Jason film. Tell me if the penny would have dropped here for you, Fitz. The con artist requested that she transfer the money via a Western Union account.
There you go. Can we talk merit at first sight? And I know we spoke about it quite a bit when the show was on and it's finished now and people are going, why do you keep talking about it? But there was an event that was booked in, right, at the Inmore Theatre, Sunday 19th of May. It was called Still Looking for Love. Married was crossed out. And it was called Still Looking for Love. Now, it had Melissa... Mick, Country Mick, Cyrell was there, Ning was there, and from the year before, Dean Wells, who came on and did our wrap-up of the week. Yeah.
So what is this show?
So it's
a stage show, is it?
It was...
It's not a show.
It was basically going to tell you all the secrets of Married at First Sight.
Oh, like a Q&A.
Inmore Theatre. You know, you rock up and you find out all the secrets. What happens behind the scenes? This is the stuff that I suppose we were trying to get on our show.
Yeah, which I think we did.
And they're about to reveal them. $99. No, $100 a ticket. $99.99. You get a selfie with each of the cast and show your VIP pass off to jealous friends the next day. OMG, the stories that you'll have. That was the advertisement.
It also says here that it was a national tour. Like, I mean, we're moving around. This thing's got legs. You got to give every city what they deserve, am I right? So it's up in Eaton's, up in Brisbane. Jeez, that's a good venue, isn't it? At Eaton's. Never been there in my life. But, okay, everyone was buying tickets.
Yep.
A lot of people were blowing up on social media going, who would go to this? But this is what I said about the dinner party that we had with us. I said, you know what? People watched the show, but do they really want to sit down with these people?
And they love it.
It went crazy.
It was huge.
It went crazy. But for some reason, it has now been cancelled.
No.
For unforeseen circumstances. Thanks to everyone that brought tickets and sent nice messages, but hopefully it can happen in the near future.
So that's from Dean's Instagram page. So, I mean, what was the issue? The Channel 9 contracts?
Now, I'll tell you what this reeks of.
Well, yeah.
This is like a fire festival. He's gone big on the promise. He's gone big on the names.
Hey, Dean,
he's gone big on the social media.
Get yourself a cheese salad sandwich.
Dean, we've got a bit of water on a truck, which is just out of fun. If you could just nick downstairs.
Take one for the team.
I mean, how far would you go to make this event happen?
Have we got Dean's number? Can we give him a call just to get some more information?
Yeah.
$100 a ticket. Give Dean a call.
I wonder they would have been brought down by lawyers for sure.
Hello.
Dean, it's Fitzy and Whipper. How are you, buddy?
What's going on there, Dean? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
You're live on the radio, big guy. We're just hearing about this stage show that was meant to tour, starring 2018's bad boy, Dino.
You were the bad boy.
It's been pulled, mate.
Yeah, it's been pulled at the moment, mate. Unfortunately.
What happened? What's going on?
It's pretty complicated. I think at first we all got approached to do it, and I don't know if we all took it that seriously and sort of all agreed to do it. And then at the moment, just everyone's schedules aren't matching up and people weren't properly promoting it. So it's just become really like a bit unorganized, and so yeah, it's not happening.
Is that what they say, Dean, when they're not selling enough tickets? Or is that what they say? Or do you know for certain if Channel 9 got involved with this?
I don't know that specifically. I'm not running it. It's nothing to do with me, the organization of the whole show.
Yes.
I just know what I got told, which is certain people couldn't make certain shows that had agreed to make certain shows. So that put a spanner in the works. And then, just kind of all fell apart.
Dino, when they approached you and said, mate, do you want to be a part of this? We're going to sell them for $100 a ticket. Mm-hmm. What did they say? Did they say to you, but mate, you've got to reveal some secrets? This is what we need from you. Have they given you a bit of a list of what they wanted?
Not specifically. That was kind of up to us. And you know, I think every single one of us has stuff that we wanted to reveal to the public that the people just don't know about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you see on the show is such a small part of what happens between those people, that there's so much more that goes on behind, you know, behind the cameras, that we all have stuff that we wanted to reveal. So there would have been some juicy stuff in the show as well, so I don't know. It's a shame it didn't go ahead.
You've been quite vocal about this, Dean. How many times have you been approached by the legal team at Channel 9 just to say, mate, you're in a contract here, you can't talk about it? Has that happened, or they don't really bother you anymore?
Oh, mate, they're not that nasty about it. Like, once or twice they've contacted me and said, look, you probably shouldn't say that on social media, and they've made me change a couple of posts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see where they're coming from, but I'm only ever trying to tell the truth and trying to tell my side of the story. So, you know, look, I play along and usually don't give them too much trouble.
Dino, you know what I'd love to know? I mean, how much are people getting paid to do this? Like Melissa, Nick, Cyrell, Ning?
Yeah.
I mean, yourself? I mean, is there if I gave you some categories of 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30? Yeah. I mean, what sort of coin is a gig like this paying?
This is a crazy thing. People think we're all millionaires and that we make all this money off these shows and appearances. It's nowhere near as lucrative as what most people think. It's not that much money.
Do you get
really.
$5,000 for the night?
Nah, not even.
Not even that.
What, two and a half?
What if they're selling?
Nah, not even less.
Enmore holds about. God, does Enmore hold close to 5,000?
5,000.
Yeah, 5,000.
Well, we're on incentives. So the more tickets that get sold, the more money we make. There was a base rate, and then if we sold more tickets, you know, and put more effort into promoting it, we got a bit more. But mate, I swear people think people on reality TV make all this money.
Dean, do you kind of have a conversation too with the promoter, DRW, and go, let's be honest, guys, there's more people turning up to see me than Ning. Now, I should be getting a bit more.
Mate, put it this way, there's quite a few other stars from reality TV shows, I'm not going to mention names, that were quite a bit jealous about this show. And
yeah, right.
Were reaching out to me and other people and having a whinge that they weren't involved. And I'm like, oh, it's nothing to do with me. I didn't choose to be involved.
Yeah.
namely NASA, who's always having a winter.
Oh, mate, he's in and out of court all the time. He's got a couple of bills.
Mate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dino, we'll keep in contact with you, mate, with details. So do you think it will still go ahead, Dean?
Look, I had a really good response, and lots of people had told me they'd already bought tickets and wanted to see the show. And then now I've got a lot of messages of people being really disappointed that it's not happening. Yeah. So I think someone should do it. I think it'd be a great idea. So we'll see.
Dino, a better idea would just be you and Mike on stage having a bit of a debate over things. Last time you were on this show, got a little bit heated. Have you spoken to Mike since, mate?
No, I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him. And I've got no beef with Mike at all. Yeah. I didn't like him calling me out and saying that I was disingenuous when... You know, we all know certain things about certain people.
Yeah, Mike's behaviour on the Gold Coast.
I'm not your therapist. The new podcast has started. You've got to get on that show, mate. You have to
really?
Get on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that his podcast?
Yeah, that's his podcast. Yes.
Right. He's wheeling out a podcast now. Okay. Oh, I'm up for it.
You don't like
get
him.
Get me on there, Mikey boy. I'd love to be on there.
Good on you, Dino. Thanks for picking up the phone, mate.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
I have a dream. Nike, Google,
40, McQuote face.
God, it's back. Did you guys play along at all on the holidays when we were away? Did you get together with some friends and go, guys, I've got three quotes. Where are they from? Do any of the home gear?
Yeah.
We did.
That's awesome. You know how the game's played. I give you three great quotes. You're going to have to tell me where they're from. I give you a clue, though. And the clue for the first one, in MDG, are we streaming, Rosie? What are we on?
Oh, yeah, we are 45 on Facebook right now.
What about Insta?
45?
Yeah.
People.
Well, we haven't plugged it. That's why. We haven't mentioned that it's going on Facebook.
But now we have it. It's up to 47.
See what
it's
I mean?
Already up to 47. That's 350. Stuff.
Scaling big time.
Raise the bat, mate. Half a century.
Here
well
we
done.
Go. Thanks, guys. Here we go. First one I have here. If you are ready to play along, 13, 24, 10, are our phones working? Yes, they are. Here we go.
Back on.
Leno's watching.
First one's a song. You see these shackles, baby. I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's a song.
I'll
tell you what, if Sarah's breastfeeding at home and playing along, she would be screaming. No?
No,
she would be screaming at the radio right now.
Oh, is it perhaps Britney Spears' Slave for You?
You are incorrect, Tom. Thank you for playing along.
Suggestion has come through from the Facebook from Michael. Rihanna.
No. You see these shackles.
Shackles and a slave.
Baby, I'm your slave.
It's not from the soundtrack, 12 years.
Nope.
Okay.
Shackles, Mary Mary?
No, you really, you got caught on that word shackle, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll let you whip me if I miss... Whip me.
Whip me by Willow Smith. Whip my hair back and forth.
No, you're catching on to keywords. You're taking Tommy's angle and it ain't working.
Sorry.
You see this? Let's go to Instagram, Tommy, or Facebook.
David Wick suggests Justin Timberlake.
And the song would be?
David Wick suggests Justin Timberlake.
We'll give it to him anyway. It's Sexy Back.
Ah.
See these shackles, baby,
He did get it. He knew it.
Isaac on Facebook suggested Lisa talking to Whipper.
Oh, that's exciting. If only it was. Thanks, mate. I'll let you know when you're helping the segment, because so far you haven't. Try and make this place a better place, not just a little fun park for Fitzy to run around.
Willow Smith. No.
Next one's a TV show. Huge TV show.
Brady Bunch.
You're an idiot.
MASH. I mean, it's quite old, but it's still good.
Wait for the
quote. Happy days.
The UK season of The Office.
I've already started, Tom.
Sorry.
It's good.
You're interrupting the quote now and ruining it for everyone. TV show.
Hey, Dad.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you. They're running out of you. Done a bit of an accent. Give me a bit of a clue. Could have gone British, went American.
Taylor has suggested, where is Whipper's hairline? She feels aggressive. But
not to do with the hairline. What camera are we on?
Twin Peaks.
What have I said about shooting like that? Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Seinfeld.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Oh, Seinfeld fans would have been screaming at the radio.
Television shows you've never seen.
It doesn't matter, mate. Everyone else has. Got a movie for your last one, guys.
Johnny Ruffo's playing along.
Oh, the Rough Dog. Yeah. Hey, Johnny.
Johnny.
Well, I can't ask
him. Home and Away. Going, it's Tom.
No, no, it's got nothing to do with Johnny Ruffo. Okay, he's just streaming. Johnny, if you're listening, can you come into the studio and have a chat with us soon, mate? We'd love to see your face.
Love that, Johnny Ruffo. Big Bombers fan, too.
Huge Bombers fan. Let's not talk about Anzac Day. Movie is... I'm not the smart man, but...
I know what love is.
I know what
Forrest Gump.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Yeah. Oh, that is quite a quote phase. Good. Well done, and thanks for playing along. Are you here, mate? Are you with us at all? It's a great segment. It'll be back this time next week. God, a priceless gift is a gift made by yourself. If you ask me, it shows so much more love and so much more heart if you do something DIY at home to give to your partner. Go and buy a million diamonds, go and do that, and it might make someone happy, but that won't last forever like a homemade gift.
BJ never really enjoyed the wooden pencil case that I made for
Why not, mate? Selfish. Got over colouring in.
And the clay ashtray as well. She didn't really like that one
That's
either.
That's the problem with you.
Because we both don't smoke. She said, well, what do I need this for?
I've been to TAFE, mate. You know I'm a bit of a handyman. I've got the tools, so I can do a bit of DIY.
The lathe.
I love a lathe. Always wanted a lathe because I built a table one time, did four beautiful legs. Anyway, so when I was younger, a girlfriend, first real girlfriend, right? True love. Absolute love. I believe it's still there. I said to her, Laura, I said, why don't we just make presents for each other? And she gave me a paper mache heart, which I've held on to for years. And I went over the top and I made a wooden necklace, which is just great. Anyway, out of the blue, she contacts me. And I know that she's always in the back of her mind thinking about me and says, I found that amazing necklace that you made for me. Do you want it back? And obviously she doesn't want her current husband to find out that she still got it. Anyway, I said, yeah, that'd be great. So I've got the necklace. It has arrived, which I haven't shown it to you, Fitz. Interestingly, it came with a card too. Michael, I had to tear this off my neck in order to hand it back to you. Please cherish it as I did. Love, Laura. P.S. Sorry it took so long.
Pause there. I thought you were about to cry.
No. I was just swallowing before I actually...
I thought you were going to do a Pauline on Tracy Grimshaw on the ACA last night.
I had a moment when I realised what it actually said at the bottom. Sorry it took so long. It had fallen to the bottom of my junk box in the shed.
Oh.
You didn't need to add
Can
that.
Can we see the necklace, please,
all right, here
mate?
Here we go. Here's the reveal. It's just beautiful, mate. So this is a timber necklace.
What kind of timber can you remember?
You know, it's a softwood. I would have used a basic pine, but then I've stained it a dark mahogany.
Oh, that is horrible.
Absolutely stunning.
Looks that's like a weapon.
No, that's really good.
Thank you, MDG.
Who's going to wear that, mate?
Any supermodel on a catwalk at Fashion Week?
I thought you had just made basically the little pendant and it was otherwise just a regular chain, but you made a full wooden crest
it's
around
it. The shape of a shark tooth, really, and then I've just chamfered the edges.
Chamfered?
And whittled my way down to a lovely point at the end. Sorry.
What, did Laura chamfer her way out of the relationship after that?
At 100 miles an hour.
Isn't that
stunning?
Do you know what I'm looking at the first thing that I think
exotic?
Of? Great kindling.
No, we're not going to burn
fire.
It. No, that isn't. And then I've hit it with a high gloss too. God, it looks stunning. Surprised you didn't wear it on a wedding day.
Vicky's given us a call from Penshurst. Vicky, what did your ex gift you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Vic. What do you got? What did you get given?
I was going out with this guy, and I had been going out for a while, and he was looking at my silver rings on my love, silver and white gold on my fingers one day, and he took one of my rings off, and he said, "Oh, you know, your fingers are so small. Let me have a look. Oh, look at your rings, how small they are." I'm thinking, oh, like for sure he's going to, you know, get me an engagement ring, measuring up my finger and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of weeks later, he said, "Oh, I've got something for you." And I thought, here it is. Here's my engagement ring. Here it is. I wonder what it looks like.
Diamonds.
Anyway, took out this Hessian little pouch. Because he was a hippie, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I got married in the 80s. And took out this little Hessian pouch. And I'm thinking, okay, this will be interesting. Anyway, takes out this ring made out of clay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Clay. Mm-hmm.
How much longer did the relationship last, Vic?
Well, we did end up getting married, but I'm divorced now.
Yeah.
So.
He's a stinker from the moment he got that out.
Tommy,
he?
Can you please tell me that the name that I'm looking at up there is the name that we want?
Yes, I would like to welcome to the show Whipper's ex-girlfriend, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, wow.
Good morning.
Hey,
Laura sounds over the moon.
Sounds absolutely rapt to be joining us on air this morning.
No, I am. I'm just dropping kids at school, that's all.
Ah, good times. Gee whiz, I mean, it must have been hard for you to actually part with the necklace.
Yeah, look, I don't know what to say. I didn't actually remember that I had it.
I came across
it in the shed and I thought, you put so much work into that, you deserve to have it back.
Yeah, Laura, did put a lot of work into it.
It sounds like you're happy now in your relationship and three kids as well. You're very, very happy.
Very happy.
Is it a positive when you go out with someone like Whipper from an early age that the standards are so low that everyone after that is just looks like
that is not fair.
A prince to
that
you?
That is not fair.
Yeah, I've done well, but it was a sweet gift.
I still wore it, mind you.
Yeah. It was more a sentimental thing.
Because, Laura, you know, we've heard stories of how romantic he was with his butterfly enclosure and watching Sex and the City with his sisters on the couch and stuff like that. Was he like that in real life?
It was a massive softie,
massive romantic. Yeah, it was. I mean, I would organise so many things,
what,
you and I.
Body?
Laura, can I ask one question? Did he make you anything else that was memorable?
Yeah, he made a dress out of an old towel. You remember that, Michael?
Yep. I do remember that. I used a cross stitch. Because I had a terry toweling at the time and I remember thinking how
and
practical
you thought it
was.
It did look good. You thought it looked good as a strapless dress.
Have you still got that?
I think I gave it back to you. I don't know. Burned it. I'm not sure.
Didn't really fit, did it? You're a bit busty in it.
Thanks.
Oh, never really fit, did it?
Oh. It wasn't well cut.
Did you make him a muumuu or something like that, or a big poncho?
look, I don't think I made. Yeah, I didn't make much.
Hey, do you need anything else in your life? I mean, I've still got a couple of basic tools at home. I can still make you something.
Do you still make gifts?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's in with us on Nova.